We'll get to the latest from China as the NBA continues to navigate through the geopolitical firestorm that it still finds itself in. But first, let's focus on the Washington Mystics last night winning their first WNBA championship. That's where we start the morning buzzcast for today, Friday, October 11th. I'm Rick Ellington. The Mystics outlasted the Connecticut Sun in a five-game series that put the best that the league has to offer on display. Ted Leonsis and Sheila Johnson have worked hard to get the franchise to this point, so they deserve all the praise and accolades that come with a championship. The win continues a fairly new phenomenon in the Beltway, sustained sports success among the DC pro sports teams. The Nationals tonight will make their first appearance in the National League Championship Series, while Capitals fans are still basking in 2018 Stanley Cup win. We'll leave the Redskins and Wizards for another day. One other thing that caught my eye before turning our focus literally half a world away, the Washington Post celebrates the Mystics win on its front page today. Women's sports, and the WNBA in particular, are constantly battling for media attention, so you know champions of that effort will be pleased to see the placement that the story got in the Post. That's especially true because it's not like there isn't anything else going on in Washington right now that could fill that front page space. As for the NBA in China, the league this morning announced that they once again will not have any media availability around tomorrow's Lakers-Nets game in Shenzhen. It will follow the same course that was set prior to yesterday's game in Shanghai. While that shouldn't come as any real surprise seeing how this week has played out, sources did tell ESPN that the NBA made this decision around tomorrow's game independent of any Chinese authorities. If you've been following the last 7 days at all, you don't need me to tell you that the whole effort around the China games this year has turned into nothing but a fiasco, so much so that several columnists today are speculating that Adam Silver and other league personnel just want to get home before anything else takes place. However, the China mess has filtered over into the league's concurrent run of preseason contests in Japan. The league had to apologize to a CNN reporter for a Houston Rockets representative cutting off a question that the reporter posed to James Harden and Russell Westbrook after their game in Tokyo yesterday about their comfort level on speaking out about social issues in the future following the controversy surrounding Daryl Morey's initial tweet last week. Rob Gronkowski earned some solid reviews in his debut appearance on Fox's NFL pregame show last night. He seemed to stay true to himself, a concern that some had, and he didn't look to be particularly out of place in previewing last night's Giants-Patriots game. Of course, having the Pats there probably let him ease into things a little bit more than would have otherwise been the case. Robert Kraft revealed on NFL Network's pregame yesterday that Gronk has yet to officially file his retirement papers with the league, and that Kraft is holding out hope that the former All-Pro might actually come back to the field at some point. Should that happen, television will miss Gronk so long as he keeps telling stories like he did last night about former teammate Julian Edelman and why he has the nickname The Squirrel. We'll close what has been a particularly busy week with a couple quick hitters. Top female tennis player Naomi Osaka will play under the Japanese flag at next year's Olympics. Osaka holds dual citizenship with Japan and Haiti, but Japanese law states she needed to pick one prior to her 22nd birthday next week. UFC is launching its first live betting product as the UFC Event Center will finally allow fans to predict when a takedown will occur and how many strikes a fighter will have in any particular match. Finally, a report out of London has the British Olympic Association seriously considering changing their approach to the IOC's Rule 40 following the changes that the USOPC made earlier this week. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.